Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
As the voice of outrage, Coughlin becomes a sensation.
Out from Royal Oak goes a voice that takes the radio public by storm. Soon the priest is preaching to untold millions in the name of shy, simple St. Therese.
Jester was one of the first satirists and an early pioneer of sketch as we know it. But these fools, or buffoons, as they were sometimes called, wouldn't hide their show from their boss. Instead, they would perform for whoever was in the seat of power.
My son was 8 years old at the time, and I was walking with him, and I said, "Do you have any questions?" And he goes, "Well, will you be around for me when I grow up?"
Find your new favorite podcast today with samples from these three podcasts, The Flamethrowers, The History of Sketch Comedy, and Hustle and Bruise. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Our first podcast this week addresses a powerful force being released on our society, rage. In the podcast Flamethrowers, host Justin Ling uncovers the rhetorical power of media, and in particular, right-wing radio, to manufacture rage. Flamethrowers dives into the coverage of events like Hurricane Katrina, where he perhaps doesn't blame mainstream media enough for their own reporting failures, the birther movement, and Trump's wall and election. Take a listen to the sample of Flamethrowers that talks about the origins of this rage format. In this clip, Ling features the radio priest, Charles Coughlin, a populist crusader who winds up espousing conspiracy and hate.
As the voice of outrage, Coughlin becomes a sensation.
Out from Royal Oak goes a voice that takes the radio public by storm. Soon the priest is preaching to untold millions in the name of shy, simple St. Therese. Father Coughlin becomes a full-fledged national character.
Today, we might call Coughlin a populist. He's anti-communist, but he's also anti-capitalist. He supports unions, but not the more radical auto workers union. He's left of center, but he's not that far left. Coughlin's audience is estimated at 40 million. At that time, that's a third of America. Limbaugh, at his height, would only have about 1/20th of Americans listening. There are these stories of referees stopping youth football games just before 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons, just so that the parents, coaches, and players could get to a radio to hear Father Coughlin. His money woes, by the way, are solved. Donations are pouring into his church. So much so that with all this new wealth, he builds a 28-foot-tall stone crucifix. Coughlin said it was a cross that the KKK could not burn.
His secretarial staff looks like big business. It must be ready to answer a million letters in a single week. Exuberant in his power, he rushes up and down the land, this servant of the church, now a master of politics.
Coughlin had spent years railing against the political class, but now he turns his attention to a new politician that he can really get behind.
More than a political campaign, it is a call to arms.
Someone who echoes his distrust of the bankers and big business. A real champion for the everyman.
Give me your help, not to win votes alone, but to win in this crusade. To restore America to its own people.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
This is the day, despite all opposition to the contrary, that you remain steadfast behind the one man who can save this civilization of ours.
Coughlin hits his listeners with the slogan to underscore the choice ahead of America.
It is either Roosevelt or ruin.
His support for FDR, it doesn't go unnoticed by the Democrats. Roosevelt actually invites Coughlin out for lunch to discuss the effects of the Great Depression. In the so-called Radio Priest, FDR sees a new way to reach the masses. In Roosevelt, Coughlin sees a vehicle for his social justice calling.
Get insight for how media manipulates our culture with the Flamethrowers podcast on the Start Here collections. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere. Comedy like SNL, Mad TV, In Living Color, The Carol Burnett Show are all examples of sketch comedy. If you're curious about the origins of that, then the History of Sketch Comedy podcast is a must listen. Even if you aren't that curious, you'll love the podcast as host Keegan-Michael Key flexes all his entertainment muscles and offers a comprehensive lesson on the history of comedy, starting with the ancient Greek scatological humor. From Monty Python's Argument Clinic to Black Jeopardy from SNL and the Rick James bits from Dave Chappelle's show, Key's knowledge of comedy is sophisticated, but his love of the form is pure enough to be almost childlike. Give a listen to the History of Sketch Comedy with this sample from I'm Gonna Get Medieval on Ya. In the clip, Keegan-Michael Key talks about the important and unique role of those early comedians, the court jesters.
The jester was one of the first satirists and an early pioneer of sketch as we know it. But these fools, or buffoons, as they were sometimes called, wouldn't hide their show from their boss. Instead, they would perform for whoever was in the seat of power. They were encouraged to make fun of their employer to their face. This entertainment would come in the form of jokes, juggling, acrobatics, and sometimes very, how shall we say, specialized skills. There was a jester who worked in the court of King Henry II by the name of, wait for it, Roland Leferter. Which is actually, you know what, it doesn't even matter how fancy I try to make it sound. My man's name was Roland the Farter. That was his name. And every Christmas, Henry II would have this big bash, and my man would do a show for the court, and the finale consisted of, and I quote, one jump, one whistle, and one fart. That's how he did the show. My man's just talking about, that's the show. That's the finale. A friend of mine once told me, save the best for last, save the second best for first. So I guess, you know, I guess that was probably a pretty good jump. Right? Like, you know, maybe click the heels, then a fart. Bitch, please.
From the History of Sketch Comedy from Audible, available from the Start Here podcast collection on the podcast menu at wvxu.org. To our local podcast spotlight today, we join Cincinnatian Matt Damaris as he sits down with local entrepreneurs and business owners to talk about how they got where they are today, learn about the hustle it took to get there, the grind you never get to see, and how they turned vision into reality, all over a beer, hence the name of the podcast, Hustle and Beers. Here's a sample flight of Hustle and Brews from episode 17. Matt is joined by Cincinnati's own The Cannoli Guy, that's Steve Delgado, as he talks about his lifelong dream of being a business owner was realized after winning a battle with breast cancer. It shifted his mind state to go for it.
I started selling computers and got a degree in graphic design. And, you know, I just followed the steps where you take as society has taught us. Mm-hmm. You get, you know, go to college and you get a job, you find a girl, you get married and have a kid. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I got divorced and got married again. And I was like in that lost state. I'm like, sure. What am I doing?
Yeah.
And then the cancer hit. And that, was a wake-up call.
So you were already thinking about what's going on here
prior to
the cancer. Like, this doesn't feel right to you?
It's like, well, I'm getting burned out. And I'm like...
How old were you when that happened, when that burnout feeling started happening?
I was in my 30s. I was like 30, between 36 and 44.
Okay.
I was getting that burnout. It's like, I'm like...
And I could see you in sales, man. You're a sales guy all the time.
Oh, I know. I loved it. I loved meeting people and talking. I'm like, going, but...
Just wasn't satisfying.
No. I was like selling computers. The money was good.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is not me. I want to be out there. I want to be passionate about something that I believe in.
Yeah.
So...
And then the cancer hits.
And then you start thinking
about shit way different, right?
Once the cancer hit, when I tell people when... A lot of people disagree with me when I say this. I say cancer was a blessing. It was a kick in the ass, and God showed me a lesson.
All pain makes people strong.
And it did. I'm like, And what got me, really got me, was like, my son was 8 years old at the time, and I was walking with him, and I said, do you have any questions? And he goes, well, will you be around for me when I grow up? I'm like, that hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, and I said, and I promised him.
What a deep question for an 8-year-old, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and I said to him, I'm like, I'm not allowed to make promises, but I promise you I will see you grow up. So I made a deal. I mean, God, I'm like, you do what you got to do. I'll fight, but you got to fight too.
Tearing me up. Dude.
I'm like, it tears me up every time I say it because he told me, he goes, he was watching a show with his mom at the time, Parenthood. There was a woman on there that had breast cancer, and he knew what the family was going through. And he said to me, he says, Dad, I know what you're going through. Huh. I know what I've seen it.
That's wild. He goes,
but you need to be around for me to grow up. I'm like, I'll be here.
From local creator Matt Damaris, that's the Cincinnati podcast Hustle and Bruise, available now on the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Just click on the Start Here Collections page. And before we wrap up, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are bubbling up so far. Well, two new podcasts have debuted and hit number one in the new year. One is a true crime podcast called Families That Kill, and its first series is The Donut Shop Murders. The series centers on the McCrary family, led by a psychotic patriarch and his cunning son-in-law. This Texas clan roamed the country, robbing, kidnapping, and killing up to 20 people, most of them taken from donut shops. That's Families That Kill, number one. The other top podcast so far this year is the MLK Tapes. The podcast challenges the official story that a lone gunman assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. That man, James Earl Ray, pled guilty, and for most people, the case was closed. This new podcast explores rare recordings of eyewitness testimony and new interviews with people who were there to reveal the true story of the plot to kill Dr. King. That's the MLK Tapes, also number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.